This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay.
One of them will work.
So I wanted to go through a shtick called Nsfasemis at page 165 in the left-hand column. Lechemayn. So in Korban Pesach, in the mitzvahs hayoyim of Pesach, we have three things that are deraisa. There's matzah, there's maror, there's korban pesach. Now, the maror is undoubtedly a zecha for the merirus and for the golus. No brainer. That's easy one. Korban pesach is the zecha for chayrus. Many parts of it, you're not allowed to break a bone because the main melachim don't do it. You have to eat it ala sova because paupers eat like when they're very hungry. This is chashev and so on. That's clear. What's matzah? So he says, so it's called lechem oini. Medivir rash ramban yiroya shual inu. It's going on the inu. So you have two things on the inu. Maral zalahuta be'ina v'insham. So Maral learns very differently. Maral says that the matzah is the etzim cheirus, pashtus, and so on. So we have kind of a machlekes mefarshim what it's going on. He says a new point, sort of a point in the middle. Va'emes nira kihu al klal hayirida lemitzrayim v'hagu'ula. Okay, his point is there's two halves. There is the inui, and then there is the geula. But really, there is a bigger whole that includes both halves. The bris ben absurm that Kadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu was there will be a galus and a geula. It's not the pshat. They were galus and said, you know what? I'm going to help you guys to go to geula. He said, Yadoa teida keiz ha'acha, v'avodim v'hachka chitz v'chush gadol. So there's something, there's a circle that includes Golus and Geula together, and that is and that's something that needs to have its own definition. Kibavade says the Pachasach, Oleno Shaber Hala Golus Gamke, Dim Loike, Ma Sheva Halgula, Imunia Khaliskashans Babuliza and Kane Nayas Hora. It doesn't make any sense, Luyatsur, that Akadish Baruch Hu, the Golus was just bad. So, I understand something. It's imagine somebody punched me in my face and then he stitches up the wounds. I don't owe you a Yashar Koyach for stitching up the wounds. I mean, you punch me in the face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of Golus. Well, who brought us into Golus? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Golus and that's bad, if the Golus is just seen as bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who brought us in besides Hashgacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yodoh Teda, it was a Gnigzar. So now we're Mishabech, and he took us out of Golos. Well, you're the one that brought us into there. So it must be not like that. Dim loy kein ma shevach gulim, ma yuchadus gal shans felize. You can lay on schar. Elavade. HaGolos ha yeitze shenucho liskarev l'Hashem Yisbara. So he puts down his Yisoid, and he's going to explain it. The title of Bris Ben Absurim is the way in which we will come close together. That's the most essential way of describing Bris Ben Absurim. The Bris of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the way in which we will come together as seamlessly as possible is through a Golus and a Geula. V'zeh Shekosev It's one long parasha where the whole package is all about it. Shahoya calls the chesed as well from Moshe Kosov. Nifleisech mashlech aleinu b'chulu. Ubeposhot yesh loimar ki hoya ze kidei liyoy shfolim v'nechna Hashem Yisbara. So the reason, the simplest way of understanding the reason is we needed to experience Golus so that we would be shuffle in our own eyes, we'd be humble. So the Marshal, somebody that is has everything and never suffered lack or anything, feels entitled. Yeah, of course, I'm this, this, and that's that. But if a person went without it, and then he has it, so some people still feel entitled, but Lamaisa, it's possible if you felt the lack of something, you wouldn't. So let's discuss this. Let's talk about this. This is a very important point. It's not just a question about midas tovas and midas ra'os. Let's take first a physical representation. If I have a kli, and this kli is full in its own, then I can't possibly pour anything into it. So I didn't pour anything to it because it's full. If it's the emptier it is, the more it's possible that I fill it. So in order for something to be mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to feel himself as a kli kibble. He has to feel himself as lacking. It's one of the reasons our davening shemen esther three times a day for the same three things, for the same dozen things or so. I mean, three times a day we daven. The point of it is not so much to inform HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what we need, it's to inform ourselves of what it is that we need and who is meeting that need. Three times a day we say our chachma and das is not innate to us. It came from somewhere and it keeps coming from someplace. And same thing with refuah, with the health, and same thing with parnasa, and the same thing with gula. Everything we dehera ourselves, the Maral talks about this many times, that we have to dehera ourselves as a chaser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, as an olul to an ilah, different phrases. But the point is, unless a person honestly deheres that he has nothing, then he doesn't dehera that what he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ben Kaziba, Bar Kochva, said, when he became a little bit too full of himself, he said, Hashem, don't help us and don't hinder us. You stay out of it. I'll manage. That's exactly what we're talking about, or what we're not talking about. We're talking about a person being becoming full of it and thinking it's himself. People tend to feel very entitled to it. So he says, There are many ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us toiva that we shouldn't, and he gives us a way that we shouldn't trample it with gaiva. There's a very interesting nitziv. He says, "Ki toiva ha'aretz ma'oid ma'oid." What's that superlative? Ma'oid ma'oid. It's very, very good. What's the very, very good? I mean, colloquially we say very, very. I mean, because so the nitziv says something fascinating. The nitziv Kido was a Zionist. He says, "Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful country, physically, but when countries are overbearingly fat, they breed a certain sense of complacency and a certain sense of self-assuredness. Eretz Yisrael has a school in it that no matter how much time there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow it to overwhelm us. We don't have to speak about anything, but I mean, I came to Eretz Yisrael after the Six-Day War. Euphoria was like, it was just 3 years after I came in 70. And people, and then the Yom Kippur War devastated in psychologically, emotionally. It's a struggle has in itself the feeling that we can't ever be in a position where we don't recognize that what we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Commissioner Tzina, yeah. V'nira. And then he says another point. Shekol ha-ro'oy sheba'oylam heim lekavana zu lachnia ha'adam. And this is, I think, such an important yisayid and so not understood. People talk about bitachon a lot. Of course, bitachon is very important. Bitachon is that it's all for the good. What does it mean it's all for the good? If I lost $1,000, I'm going to find $10,000. If I did this, then that'll happen. We always translate to what we think would be good for us. But the idea that something builds humility in us, sensitivity, compassion for somebody else, when a person goes through a hard kufis himself, he understands other people going through hard kufis. That's the toiv. Becoming a good person is toiv. So we don't know what's going to happen, but this is one, and like he says over here, V'nira shekol ha-royis sheba'olam kavanezu lachnia ha-adam. U'me'ache sheyina avdei paroi. I've told him in fact that there was somebody, a neighbor of ours, who became, he was well-to-do, you know, when he started, but he became extremely well-to-do, and it really got his head. Everything, right, is he? Kitsa, some tkufa later, a few years later, like some small thing happened, and like in a domino effect, everything collapsed till the very end, really, everything. And financially, it was devastated. Everything was gone. Still, it's 30 years, he's still never recovered, there's still court cases and everything. I went to visit him at tkufa afterwards. We went to visit him. And he said, you know, one good thing came out of this whole thing. He said, I now know it as Rebbe Hashem in the world. It was very painful to hear it, but you know, to understanding that a person understands when we don't accomplish what we thought we want to accomplish, when we feel we fell short, not for our fault, but you know, that's the way it was, then we understand. We're humble. Umeacha sheyina avi para v'tzan sham yisav d'Hashem. Since the purpose was to move from Adipar to Avdei Hashem, Kibal and Chuis Baruch Aleinu beKabbalah Shleima, there was no part of us. We had zero. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us, then we have everything. There's a beautiful medrash. I said it about Matzah and Kippur. I was very, very moved by it. It says, Lo Yadati Nafshi, it's in Pasuk Asher Hashim. I myself didn't know. So Chazal say mashal for a king who had lost a daughter, and she had become lost, and she didn't know she was a princess. He didn't know where she was, and she was basically in the gutter, and she was collecting, you know, handouts and stuff like that, and like a chikapay, like Rus. That, and the king was driving by in his royal carriage. And he spots her, and he says, oh my gosh, that's my daughter, 100% sure. And he grabs her and puts her up in the carriage, and as she's on the carriage, and all her friends ask her, what is it all about? And she says, I myself don't know. You know, Le'edati Nafshi, I myself don't know. It's a beautiful metaphor for Klal Yisrael, that at some point we ourselves lost ourselves, and we're brought back up again. So we came as Avdei Paroi, kibalnu malchus Yisrael Baruch Aleinu v'kabbalah shleima. So we mekabel kabbalah shleima because we knew we had nothing. Okay, now he's going to explain it. That so the klal is there's a rachis and achris. There's the beginning of something until it achieves its fullness. V'nei reishis yisro 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 mitzrayim, k'o yisro ne'ma, like it says, asher tzeis eschem me'etzrayim li'as lachem l'olekim. O lezo yisrichem v'ascholo lachnia atzmeinu tachs machuz yisro b'chol k'echeinu. So the ascholo has to be hachno. V'zehu hachonesh yuchel eskayim l'anatomit, m'o yisro kosu toiv achris dov me'eshusoy. So he says a very nice pshat in this pasuk. The normal the pshat in the pasuk is toiv achris amishisoi, that it's that the end of something is better than its beginning, meaning you're more certain when something has finished its course and it's still on course, then you know that it's good. So toiv achris amishisoi, there's a yom bavos yom ivolde. It means that seeing something successful to the end is better than seeing something in the beginning, because you don't know what's going to be. He teaches it a little bit different. Toiv achris dava mei rishisoi. The good of something, does something have the staying power to stay the course, is from the rishis. If a person's rishis is muddled, there's a little bit of me and a little bit of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and at some point I'm going to veer off course. If it's tohar, if it's totally a klikibul, it'll stay. And that's why achris dav is meishisoy. V'numarin shekol simchaseinu b'mashon Mitzrayim, akonot malchus yisparach. We say everything that we have coming out of Mitzrayim is to be makabu malchus yisparach. Or lekach noisnim kol ha-reishis yisparach. So being that if the reishis is kulil Hashem, that means that the kli is there and can be makabel everything without ruining it. So that's the reason why there's a kedusha, why we give all reishis to Hashem. In other words, we try to associate all the reishis that we do to Hashem. V'chein oimez reishik tzirchem miyad mochas HaShabbos. So he says a very interesting knetch. Leil Aseda is the rishis of Chayos as a klal. So Rosh Hashanah is the rishis of each person, of the each Adam as a yachid. And Leil says, so Sipitz Yisrael is that we start our journey as a klal, as understanding of ourselves, we had nothing, and everything came from Him. So we focus on what was special, what was our position in moving towards that goal is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in a certain sense, the shleimus of it is, it's not, well, we start counting spheres. So we say, okay, so all this is just a chetimtze for Matan Torah. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is just, it's not, doesn't have its own, the Etzem Yetzias. But he says, no. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the hachan of a kli. To be mekabel Torah in a kli that's half full is not Kabbalah HaTorah, because then half of the Torah doesn't have any room where to go. You're muddling Hashem's Torah with your Torah. So the bringing the kli rake, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is the kli rake, the ultimate shiflus and achna of a person. And then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives has where to go into. It's so to speak, there's the makabel and the noisin. We make ourselves into a makabel by it. It's just like by...
Isn't it different than
Rosh Hashanah or Tishrei? So Rosh Hashanah is more of a yachid, and this is talking about Klal Yisrael as a kli, a tzibur. This is when we became a nation. He does mention Kol Shana Shirasha Bitchilasa. Uksib. Now he says,
The Shiva Mitzrayim was to come to the Yitzhak. Like, how does that work together? The Shiva Mitzrayim and the Yitzhak Mitzrayim in this context.
The Shiva Mitzrayim sculpted us into a Kli Kibbutz.
And then afterwards,
we were able to make Kabbalah. Then everything we got from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We subscribed to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, you know, it's like somebody who doesn't have any gratitude and then he has to go off on his own and then he realizes he doesn't have. He begins to appreciate what was given to him. Now, the flip side, uksib, reish is goyim amolek, v'achris adi oyved. So there were two rashis. So if we ask ourselves, what's the difference between the two? So if Amalek stands up Zelum HaSev Kal Yisrael, obviously there's something there that's a common denominator. You don't compare two things that have no shaykhis. So you compare different types of apples, which is better, which is not. You don't compare apples to rocks. It doesn't have any shaykhis. Rashi's grammar, Amalek Lum HaSev Yisrael, means they could be similar, and except Amalek has a flaw. Whenever you want to bring out something, it's like when you do a study, you take items that have exactly the same property until you can get to only one point of difference. That's the only way you can do something where you're not. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the contrast of Tov and Ra, Amalek is Rashi's grammar Amalek. So that means the ratio of Klal Yisrael and the ratio of Amalek have a similarity, and that's where the flaw is. Klal Yisrael's ratio is total humility. Ratio's Goyim Amalek, they don't have that. And therefore, Achris Adi Oivet. By us, he said, Toiv Achris Davim Rishisoi, because we're humble. So all the way till the end, we're Kli Machzik Bracha. Amalek starts with that. Ki Tachas Bnei Yisrael Hu Aroish L'Chol Umeis. So let's talk about this. I want to talk about another point in this, which I guess is very, very, it might be very similar. If we ask ourselves, what is in a person the kli kibul of the faculty of a person that could bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So undoubtedly we would say Seichel Das. I mean, that's what Torah and Haskabi Yad Osi, everything boils down to Das. Adam is a bar Das, that's what. And yet, Chachmas Umas Ha'olam Chachmas Umas Ha'olam were the ones that veered most sharply. Apikursis, Kfira, other things like that, which in a certain sense is at the very heart. Why? I mean, if we're both Balei Seichel and Balei Das, and we both try to understand and to think, then what's the, where is the point of divergence? If you take a look, if you think about it, there are many Gedolim, and many, you know, Klal Yisrael had many, many big people. A common denominator is a certain another. People, in other words, there were plenty of Gaonim, geniuses, who never made it. People say, oh, yeah, he's a big guy, but they don't look at him. And usually, intuitively, if a person has self, then, okay, I can, he's a genius and he knows a lot, and they respect that. But there's a sense of not having any self. You know, when we talk of Das Torah, it means my opinion that I'm expressing is to the best of my ability what I think Torah would want. If the person has an agenda also, then okay, it's an opinion. So Seichel is an extremely, it's something that can go in either direction. If it comes on a bedrock of Bittul, of the Seichel I was given, this is as far as I can go and get and understand, then I look for the emes, and where it falls short, it falls short. If a person has any sense of self associated with it, he won't be modala emes. He's going to inevitably, the seichel will take him to believe his superiority, not some other superiority. Another and seichel, it's a tough one to go together, because the brighter I am and the smarter I am, the more I'm full of myself, because that possessions, a person can say, okay, that's not me, it's given to me, it comes, it goes. Chachma and Seichel seem to be me, and I'm bright, and I'm smart, and I know it, and I understand, and, you know, I don't have to be Mevatel my Das. So if a person has that attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seichel will inevitably, like, move away from that. I'll just take one example. When I say a statement that it can't be, it doesn't make any sense to me. If X or Y or Z. The person 100% makes 100%, is 100% right. And therefore what? Therefore what? It's like I tell people, if let's say I talk to somebody who's touting some cure for something, and I say I never heard of it, it's true, so what? If the world's mumche in this field said I never heard of it, it means something. So when I say it doesn't make sense, then the implicit statement is, if it doesn't make sense to me, it is objectively not true. So I'm immediately making myself into, and I can say I don't understand. That's a person should be say I don't understand, but I'm a kabbal, not a kabbal could be, but the idea that if it doesn't make sense to me, it doesn't exist, implies that my das is the final arbiter of truth and that. So he says, so Amalek was Reish's goyim. That's why for Yisrael, and he says Russian bitchilasan, v'chulu, v'yeshem achris teiva. So Klal Yisrael is starts with that type of racious, and it. It because of that, what it builds is Toiv. Skim down some. So he says, Nei saws the Russians Mikol Oilam, the Koinetsius Mitzaymo in Nista Zebegolos, Voimur Bavin. So this whole idea that this is the real races of the world was obfuscated totally. Just want to get down a little bit. Okay. Let's look at the four lines at the bottom. Obi Yetzias Mitzrayim Hoyatikin Luis Misuda Hakoil Kifirat Sakharish Baruch Hu. So in Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything fell back again into that order. So I want to explain a little bit about this point. So let's look back to the Mashal again. There's a ratius. The ratius is slightly skewed. And as you build more and more, things go krum and fall off. When you reestablish the foundation, the ratius which should be established, then you can start building the building again, and it's straight. In other words, all the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our perception of the world, understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, understanding right and wrong, all of that, if it's built on a foundation that's askew, then it's not going to go. But Yetzias Artikulation Misuda HaKol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of understanding how everything is Misuda Kefir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Reishis B'Roish L'Hashem Yisbarach. The Reishis starts with HaShem Yisbarach, and then all the pieces fall into place. V'Yeshloima Zeh She'Koyin L'Al Pesach Seder. So Lel Pesach is called a Seder. V'shamati, so we go back to the first, I pasted this as Shloike Sidran, I pasted this piece because I wanted to save a tree or two. V'shem v'zeh she'koyin Lel Pesach Seder shamati me Avi Marius Genizal, tam loydia she'yesh gam l'nisim Seder miyuchat kivim razal. This is tam a very important yesod from the morale. It's a little bit, He's fitting it in, but it stands on its own. Just could I to repeat it? People say that a nace is a yotze min haklal. It's magic. Magic is there's a normal teva, somebody waves a wand, and a rabbit comes out of a hat, or whatever happens for chulu. So it almost is the antithesis of structure order. Like how many rabbits can a hat produce until it stops producing rabbits? Well, it's obviously a silly question, but it's magic. Magic means it just presto, comes in all places, so on and so forth. That's our sense of magic. So Nisim is the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants prompt, presto, this, that, the other thing. That is not true for a few reasons. The Rambam says, when he speaks more in Avuchim a few times, the Muslims were very against ascribing any mahalach of sichlius to Rabbi Shalom. He does things by whim. In the Muslim world, the Muslim logic, the big man, the tough big man, strong guy, he does whatever mishkas he wants because he's the guy. And that's it. So the covet for Hashem is that he be have the same mindset as the sheikh. The sheikh wants somebody's head, takes somebody's head. He wants somebody. That was the way they looked at it. So they felt that ascribing any seichel mishpat das kadosh baruch hu, any chachma is downgrading it. The understanding is there's a seder hateva, and that is the laws of nature as we know it. Kadosh baruch hu wants it that way because kadosh baruch hu seder is a result of chachma. Kadosh baruch hu created the world of chachma. There's another seder. And that's a hanhaga above this world. And in that hanhaga, there's also mida keneged mida. There's also, it's not haphazard. It's a world. Kabbalah teaches us a certain seder hadvarim that's higher than our world seder hadvarim. And that's why the Maharal, many places, the mashal they have, there's in the beginning of voice, he speaks, there's a machlekes in Gemara. How long did the Levanah stand? The Shemesh stand doim? Was it 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours? So Ramal asks, well, if it's an ace, what's the difference? In other words, I mean, who cares? And he says, no, it was a Seder. It has a certain Seder. And if it's 12, it's because of reasons 24 or 36. An ace means that the Olam Ha'elyon intersects our world for time, for a moment. So it comes and it intrudes into our world for whatever Kashmir wanted. But there's no such thing as not having a Seder to it. And that's why the very famous Chizrim says it's called the Seder night, because we have 10 Makis. 10 Makis is like 10 Mamorim. 10 Mamorim are the structure of the world. 10 Makis is the structure of a different world. The Mefarshim divide up the Makis into groups of threes, into first, second, third. There's a lot of different Mahalchim in it. It's called Leila Seder because that's the way it's teaching us that a Seder. Uladvreina Anal Zah Seder Emes Shasvi Sistem Zayim Hashem Mekoidim Hayakom Urav Leila Mesudah Kanal. So the way he's saying it, it's emphasizing the point that you can only have a Seder Advarim when the very foundation is solid. So let's review what he said. He said a lot over here. And let's get the basic points. His main point was that Golus and Geula together form one unit. In other words, when we're eating Leila Seder, or in Zman HaBeis HaMikdash, Korban Pesach, Mara and Matzah, the Mara is connected to suffering, Korban Pesach is connected to Geula. The Matzah supersedes the two, and it is a perspective where the two together really form one unit. And that unit is a Krisas Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krisas Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires total effacement of self, because that turns me into a kli kibble. I'm like by the shemen, by the neser shemen, by Elisha, where oil was infinite. The question was how many kelim would there be over there. So the suffering and the inui and the avdus and that whole tkufa, where basically we were nothing, we had nothing, made us into a kli kibble, and that was filled by the geula. So the moment of, and it's interesting, the Maharal keeps using that phrase, I don't think he means it, but he says that matzah is the etzem yitzir l'cheirus. It's not the tkufa. Once you have bnei chayrin, you have bnei melochem, and you eat lavish meals, the etzem, it's not the shibut, it's not the afterwards. It's that moment. The way he's saying it, it also has that definition. It's a new, it's an understanding of how the two are part of some bigger whole. It means that every time we build a reishis, the aleph of anything of Avodas Hashem is the sense of humility, the sense where a person doesn't have midalei. And he mentions that the Chazal of Russian, it calls Shonish Russian mitchilasa, it means having nothing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills it, it can be filled totally, and what he fills it with doesn't become in any way spoiled by what we have. Umas, the Zelumasa is this Rashis Goyim HaMolech. So our Rashis is a Rashis of Toiv Achris and Rashisoi. Because we started with that, then it builds correctly, it builds well. The Umas Oilam HaMolech is their Rashis, because it's Kol Kuloi about themselves, the Achrisos are the Oibit. So the Leil Seder, it's a perspective to understand that both the difficulties and the Yeshuas together are what make a person Davakach Baruch Hu. It's an extraordinary point, but yeah.
Isn't the Ramban make the same thing that in the Parshas Bo?
We speak of, we recognize from this to other Nisan. So he's more focused on recognizing the Yad Hashem rather than the personal. The point he's trying to give is more the personal sense of connection. What? Yeah.
How would you understand Shevet Levi, Moshe Aaron? They're on the highest madrigas and they weren't necessarily.
So Shevet Levi, their whole mitzvah is not to have any possessions. I mean, that's why they're not allowed to have any possessions. Hashem unachlosei. So that Shemun Achlosi can only come when there is nothing, when they understand that they're only eating Trumas and Maisers. So it's a Mitzias of Shevet Levi is different that way.
But in Mitzrayim, they weren't Nechnas Lashidah.
Correct, but it was something which was, but I'm saying, maybe they didn't need that Shivut, that one possibility. Maybe they were people who felt the Shivut of the Klal and lived it. I know, it's a conjecture.
Also the Atbash, the where the Gula, Mitzrayim, Tishba, and Pinya Golas are tied together, with the, you know, going into Golas.
Right, that's right. It was a point of Nadir, but his point was, it's not just the Yeshua, it's about the Yeshua having had before the difficulty. So, and you see, it's things that people came with difficult to people are appreciated. That's the mitzias, you know. Yeah, okay. But, we have many.
Yeah. The kibbutz aspect of it. It's not just